Either there's going to be a revolution, Patrick Henry style, in America, where red-blooded, God-fearing, Jesus-loving Americans are going to stand up and say, we're not going to take it no more. We're just not going to take it. And there's going to be riots in the streets, worse than the riots in South Central Los Angeles after they acquitted the cops that beat up Rodney King. You think that you, and that was black people rioting. You haven't seen anything. And I'm not advocating killing and murder and stealing and robbing. That's not what I'm advocating. I'm just telling you what people are going to do. People are sick of this. People are tired of the long-legged Mac Daddy, you know, kicking them in the face every time he gets up lying to them. Then you got a bunch of, I don't know, suck-ups like the MSNBC News, ABC News, and all these media types, and everybody who's looking to be popular and get invited to the White House sucking up to him all the time. It's sickening. I mean, it's downright sickening to watch this. You know, you're going to get these white folk all riled up here. I'm going to tell you something. They're going to come in, the white folk get riled up. You know, members of the NRA going to come into the black neighborhoods. I'm telling you. You know, the people just tired of this. White people are being pushed around, kicked to the curb, having their rights denied, being called a racist, being walked on, watching their tax dollars go to fund all kind of drug sales, prostitution, illegal immigration. I mean, y'all going to push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama? You going to let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They going to come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon and come out of Idaho, California. I'm telling y'all, you're pushing these white folk and you're pushing them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're going to get, listen, you're going to push people to the point where they're not going to take it no more. These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies and you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them. Oh, doggone it. I am. I mean, it's just an insult. It's one thing to have a president that you're okay, all right, he's Republican, you're a Democrat. You're a Democrat, he's Republican, you disagree on policy. But this man is destroying what God loves. He's destroying the fabric and the fiber of the nation. And he is a prolific, if you will, liar and killer and murderer. Spiritually, politically. I'm telling you, you're going to see an uprising in this nation. And it won't be long now. I mean, you just can't keep pushing folk the way Obama's pushing white folk and the way black folk are pushing white folk. You can't keep doing that. I'm telling y'all, you better find a way to either get rid of Obama or these folk are going to rise up at the sound of a bird. They're going to rise up. When the sound of the grinding is low, they're going to rise up when martyrs go to their long home. Wherever the silver cord be loosened, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, I'm telling you, these people, white folk, they have had it.